Section 3. Recognizing the main idea.
1.
In all humility, I accept the nomination. I am happy to be able to say to you that I come to you unfettered by a single obligation or promise to any living person.
2.
I'll never tell a lie. I'll never make a misleading statement. I'll never betray the trust of those who have confidence in me. And I will never avoid a controversial issue. Watch me closely, because I won't be any better president than I am a candidate.
3.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth. No single space project in this period will be more impressive to mankind or more important for the long-range exploration of space. And none will be so difficult or expensive to accomplish. But in a very real sense, it will not be one man going to the moon. If we make this judgment affirmatively, it will be an entire nation. I believe we should go to the moon.
4.
Those of us who love him and who take him to his rest today pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times in many parts of this nation, to those he touched, and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
5.
Because if they don't awake, they're going to find out that this little Negro that they thought was passive has become a roaring, uncontrollable lion right at their doorstep, inside their house, in their bed, in their kitchen, in their attic, in their basement.
6.
I guess I couldn't say that I wouldn't continue to do that. Because I don't want the Carter administration, and because I don't want Secretary Vance to have to take the blame for the decisions that I felt that I had to make, decisions which I still feel were very much in the interest of this nation, I think it best that I remove myself from the formal employ of the government and pursue my interest in foreign and domestic policy as a private citizen.